Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Fine Food Friday, March 23rd. I'm Ray Graff. Today marks the return of cookbook authors Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough. They're here to discuss the latest food fad, instant pot cooking. I don't know what that is, but we will find out. If you have a question about this gadget that can take the place of numerous kitchen appliances, give us a call right now, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. When they pitched the idea, I thought they were talking about cooking pot, you know, making brownies and things. No, but this is instant pot cooking. You can email the program at VoxPop. Sorry, Zach, it's not that. VoxPop at WAMC.org is the email address. The number is 800-348-2551. Bruce and Mark are here. Instant pot cooking on Food Friday after the news. Hello, once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Well, it is a Food Friday, and joining us are Food Friday favorites, Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough. They have published over, I guess, up to about 99 cookbooks by now in 16 years. That's more than a billion original recipes tested. And, well, no, it's not 99, but it's 30, 35 books, something like that. Crazy amount of books. These guys never stop. They've written the best-selling Great Big Pressure Cooker book, the Great American Slow Cooker book, the Turbo Blender Dessert Revolution, and they're here to discuss the latest kitchen fad, the instant pot cooker. Bruce and Mark, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Before we get into what the heck is an instant pot cooker, let's give the phone number, 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551 is the number if you want to weigh in on this fad that's sweeping the nation that I don't know anything about, but that's no surprise. The email address here is also voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org. Our producer, Jim Lavoulis, not here. I'll be checking the email myself, which means you got a 40% chance that I'll actually see it. But we'll give it a shot. The number is 800-348-2551. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're really
it's so
good.
Great to be back.
Great to have you here. How much snow do you have out your way?
A fair amount. I mean, honestly, we still have a fair amount down where we are.
You got hit much worse on the last one, right?
No, this very last one, like the other day, we got a dusting.
Oh, that's great.
Fake news.
It was all fake news.
We got almost nothing here.
Yeah, it was fake news.
Fake news.
You got a book here in front of me, and I've not seen this one from you guys. The Kitchen Shortcut Bible, more than 200 recipes. This is not out yet?
That will be out on June 19th. And we will actually be back on to talk about that with you.
Yeah. Should we talk about it now at
all?
Sure.
It's a fun book because what we did in there to make shortcuts, you know, you go online, you go to Facebook, and you go just Google shortcuts, and you see all these internet tricks that people show you how to peel garlic fun or turn a muffin tin over and put tortillas in and you can make.
No.
We decided that for a true shortcut, you actually have to make a meal. You have to make dinner.
Okay.
So we've used ingredients, techniques, or tools in new ways that you may never have thought about, like colander cooking. You're boiling a big pot of spaghetti. When you drain that in a colander, why are you throwing all that lovely heat, hot water down the drain? Put shrimp or other vegetables that cook quick in the colander.
Oh, yeah.
They will cook as you pour it over, then dump everything in a bowl and add some sauce.
So this is exciting. Now, I joked about 99 books, but what number book is this?
That's book number 30.
This is 30.
That is
holy mackerel.
30.
This is pretty exciting. So this will be on sale in June.
It is going to be out in June. And it's a recipe-driven shortcut book, so not a tip-tionary or a hack book.
You know, looking online, it can be very maddening. Let me give you a story here. Before we get to the Instant Pot, our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough are here. We'll talk about the Instant Pot cooking. But first, let me explain to you the travesty that is the scratch cake that happened in my kitchen. So my daughter, Angela, who is 10, she gets these ideas in her head, and she says, we're going to make a scratch cake. Well, my wife said, you know, I don't really want to make a scratch cake.
So Let's open a box.
My oldest daughter, Lily, said, I'll help you make a scratch cake.
Okay. And how old is Lily?
13 or 14, something like that. I have so many, it's hard to tell. No, she's 14. So we start, they start, and then Lily bails. So it's on me.
Yeah, you don't cook.
So I get there and I'm looking at the recipe And it's a third of a cup of cocoa. Mm-hmm. She put two cups of cocoa in.
Oh, well, where was there a two in that one third fraction?
Well, I don't know. But so then I looked online and cocoa. I couldn't find. I'm like, what recipe was it? Well, it didn't come out all that well. Mm. It said grease. It didn't say grease the pan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I just sprayed a little Pam in it.
Mm-hmm.
At least you were smart enough to spray the inside of the pan. You know how many times people have complained?
Yeah.
You know, when you say grease a pan, we've started to have to say in all of our recipes, grease the inside.
Oh, come on.
Because people complain, well, I greased it and it slipped out of my fingers.
The great cookbook author, the great iconic cookbook author Barbara Kafka claims that the number one thing people complained about her books is that when they drained whatever it was, let's say the pasta, in the colander, the water went all over the counter. So she said, you have to write, put the colander in the sink.
Yikes, really?
Okay,
even I can do that.
We have actually had someone write to us and say, I greased the pan and it slipped out of my hands.
That is ridiculous. Well, bottom line is it was a disaster. And then the cake stuck to the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, well, we can just patch this up with the buttercream that you're making.
The scratch buttercream.
Right. And mm-hmm. we had to make about 4 gallons of buttercream to patch this thing together.
How did it taste in the end?
Really, really bad. Really, really bad. All right, let's talk about the Instant Pot. What is an Instant Pot, and why does anybody care?
Well, first off, I'll start, and then Bruce can take over. An Instant Pot is one version of what is very hot these days, which is what's called a multi-cooker.
Yeah.
These are hybrids of, well, they started out as pressure cooker, slow cooker hybrids.
So electric appliances.
Countertop electric appliances that could either be a pressure cooker or a slow cooker, but then they morphed into other things.
And there are many brands out there. Fagor makes them. Breville makes one. But Instant Pot, for some reason, has become this cult. And they come out with a new model every year. And like their Facebook group has over 1,100,000 people in it.
Well, I don't think it's for some reason, honestly. I think it's because Instant Pot has been extremely good about responding to people in social media.
Oh,
and
they
built their brand through social media. And so people sign onto Facebook. They have questions. They're right there to answer the questions. I mean, honestly, it's hard work that made it something.
Now, we know, you know, most people use the Instant Pot as a pressure cooker.
Yeah, yes, I mean, you've been on about pressure cookers before.
Yeah, because when we wrote our pressure cooker book, there were electric pressure cookers and stovetop pressure cookers. And in fact, Instant Pot was around then. And we used some of those to test our recipes, but all I ever used was the pressure cooker setting. I never used them to slow cook, and I didn't use the rice cooker setting. I didn't make yogurt with it. But all those buttons were there.
Yeah.
And though that's what's taken off. Now, all the other manufacturers are doing the same thing. They're putting all those buttons for rice and slow cook and yogurt and all that on their electric pressure cookers, turning them. But you can do, like, what everyone can see is there's this amazing chocolate sour cream cheesecake.
And it really is amazing.
I made that in the Instant Pot under pressure.
A cheesecake.
So that's a cheesecake made in the pressure cooker.
But how do you make the crust under the pressure?
The crust gets pressed into the springform pan, just like you make a normal cheesecake.
Yeah.
Then you make the batter and pour that in. Then you set it on a trivet inside the cooker. You pour some water around it, and it is literally steamed under pressure.
Huh.
Yep.
And it came out great. It's delicious.
And, you know, you go online. Here's that other thing you're talking about. You go online, and you don't know. You go crazy with things. When we started researching doing things like cheesecakes, I wanted to see what were other people doing and how were they cooking it. And almost everybody said, oh, you have to cover the pan and you have to go an hour under pressure.
Which is crazy.
That's a lot.
Every cheesecake in our ultimate, our great big pressure cooker book, and now in our upcoming Instant Pot book, you don't cover it and they cook for 25 minutes. And they come out, and you just taste this. You see what those results
are. No, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. And I think that part of the... It's been a viral success story, right, via social media.
Yeah.
But it's also a kind of new and faster way to cook. I mean, pressure cooking is super hip at this point. It has become – it's what the kids are doing. It's what the 20-year-olds are doing, and it has become super hip.
I think I told you about the time that you were on and you did the pressure cooker show, and I said, well, I got to get one. And I went to a big box store to buy one. It was around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And they didn't have them immediately available, and I was This was right about the time of Boston, mm-hmm. and I was afraid to ask, can I get a pressure cooker?
And were you looking for a stovetop cooker or an electric plug-in?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
I think that the one that terrified me was my grandmother's, and I think that was a
very old-fashioned. Those had problems. Yeah. New ones are very
Let's safe. Also say that the Instant Pot has been part of the other reason of its success is that they have been so fast at innovation. The new Instant Pots, no joke, I know you're going to roll your eyes at me, but they are Bluetoothed to your phone.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
See, I told you were going to. They're Bluetoothed to your phone, so you can actually you can see what's happening in the pot in your phone. You can determine the pressure.
We have a camera in there?
No, but it tells you how much pressure is left.
Well, get back to me when they have a camera inside. Well,
but this way, if you're in your living room and you want to know how long the pot roast has to go, you don't have to get up, walk all the way to the kitchen, look at the pot.
That's right. This way
you can just glance down at your phone and go back.
Gentlemen, this is why society is crumbling. Do you understand? If you can't get off your couch to go into the kitchen to check on the pot roast, there's a problem. All right, we're going to take a break. Mark Scarborough and Bruce Weinstein are here. 800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. We'll get to the phones and the emails in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from Gloriosa and Company, hosting weddings at the Curtis House in Ashfield, Massachusetts, with on-site guest accommodations, local floral design, and weekly summer flower CSA shares also available. GloriosaCO.com. The Arkell Museum at Canajoharie, presenting Capturing the Essence, the artwork of Beth Van Hosen and Mark Adams through June 10. Information at ArkellMuseum.org. And Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, featuring over 80 local farms and fresh food vendors every week all winter long. Open every Saturday, 9 to 2 in the Troy Atrium. TroyMarket.org.
Vox Pop on WAMC. It's a Food Friday, don't you know? Ray Graff here. 800-348-2551 is the number. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. We are here with cookbook authors Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough. And the latest strange obsession they have is for this Instant Pot. And you guys haven't even written a book on this.
Well, we're in the middle of one. We're turning it in 6 weeks. It will be on sale in October. It is called the Instant Pot Bible.
Yeah.
And
can't you just take some of the chapters from the pressure cooker book and change it around a little bit?
No. This is all designed for the Instant Pot. What I'm really excited about this book, but this is far down the future, I mean, that we're writing right now, is that many, many, many of the recipes can be made on either the fast or the slow setting. Many can be made in under pressure or in a slow cooker mode. Yeah. And I love that. So you can choose whether you want the all-day cook or the 20-minute cook.
Yeah, this book will have 350 recipes. That previous pressure cooker book had 500.
So, wow. Yeah. You're close to an encyclopedia at this
point.
Did you ever make a cheesecake in a slow cooker?
In the slow cooker, I actually have made it in the slow cooker. It doesn't come out as good as it does under pressure.
Yeah, this one came out really well. Let's go to the phones, 800-348-2551. Erin in East Bern. Erin, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I just have to tell you, I have an 8-quart model of the Instant Pot I was given for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm a busy farmer, and we raise pasture-based system of pork, chicken, and lamb, mm-hmm. and pasture-based grass-fed cooks faster to begin with. I can put a frozen 4 to 5 pound broiler chicken in this thing, and it's done in less than an hour, falling off the bone.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it does. I will just say that we don't call for frozen in the Instant Pot in our book, just because according to the manufacturer and the USDA, it's not always the safest thing to do. I know people do it. So
yeah, it's very common.
It is amazing
to see people do it, but the manufacturer themselves steers clear of it. That all said, it is astounding, right? How, especially if you're using pastured or grass-fed beef, how well the Instant Pot cooks it, right? It you retain so much essential moisture inside the meat itself, the pork or the lamb or the beef. It's amazing.
And even if you put the whole chicken in thawed, you're talking like a half an hour, and this chicken is falling off the bone.
Wow, yeah.
And
right.
What we like to do is rub a spice mixture all over the outside, and then you could do one of two things. You can either brown it first and then put it in and put it under pressure, or not. And I tend not to brown it most of the time because under pressure you don't get that really crispy skin.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the skin off anyway. Yeah. But it's amazing that you have a chicken falling off the bone in under an hour.
Yeah, totally amazing.
Aaron, thanks a lot for the call.
Yep.
Have a good weekend. 800-348-2551, the telephone number. If you put it under high heat, can you get the crispy?
No, because it's steam. Everything is under pressure of steam.
Right. So there's the drawback.
That is the drawback. Nothing will come out crispy. But you can take things out of the Instant Pot and then put them under the broiler.
Oh, you make a point.
Or you can, Bruce made these fabulous brisket skewers, no kidding, in which he took raw brisket, he put it in the pot, on a rack, he steamed the strips of brisket, in no time, and then took them out and crunched them on the grill.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were brisket skewers, which would be impossible under any other method.
Right, because the brisket is too tough, is what you're saying?
And then by the time it's tender, it falls apart and you couldn't skewer it.
But in 30 minutes, they were tender enough that they were skewered and crisped on the grill and perfect.
I'll be darned. All right, let's go to line two, and Janice in Danbury, Connecticut. Janice, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So I have going back to your scratch story, a story from when I was probably 10 or 12 and I got a magazine in the mail and there was a recipe for a marble cake, a vanilla chocolate swirled cake. So I decided I was going to do this myself and it said make the vanilla thing and I made it and it said set aside. So I set it aside and then I took it back and put all the chocolate ingredients in it.
half of it.
But it's a great mom story because my brother actually ate it and said it was good.
So. I bet it was good. I bet it was a lot better than the one I made, which I'll never do again.
You just had a chocolate cake instead of a marble cake.
Well, thank you for the call. Go ahead.
Cooking with your kids is great. I made a pie with my daughter this morning, and thanks for the Instant Pot info because I've been curious about it.
It is the craze that is.
All right, Janice. Well, thanks for calling from Danbury as well. I love Danbury, and we appreciate that one. Let's go over to Sabrina. Sabrina and Discayuna, are you on speakerphone? Okay.
I'm on my Bluetooth headset.
Oh, very cool. Well, our Zach, the engineer, has potted you down a little bit, and you're good to go. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have the Pro Cooker XL. It's not the Instant Pot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it seems like it takes forever for the pressure to actually build inside it. Mm-hmm. Is there any, shortcut, or is there a better model to get that will come to pressure faster?
Every brand heats on high at a different temperature to bring it up to pressure. So each brand of electric pressure cooker will take its own time to get to high pressure. They get to high pressure faster when there's less liquid inside because more steam builds up really fast. If you're making those brisket skewers that we just talked about, there's only a little bit of liquid. The steam builds up very quickly and it gets to high pressure. If you're making soup where the thing is filled up 3/4 of the way, it takes a really long time to heat that up, come to a boil, have pressure build in the small amount of airspace. So keep in mind that when there's less liquid, you will get to high pressure faster.
What's the minimum amount of liquid I could do before I blow up the kitchen?
You won't blow up the kitchen because the electric cookers have all kinds of safety mechanisms built into them. Most manufacturers say somewhere between a cup and a half and 2 cups of liquid. But also remember that things that you put in the pot, like onions,
tomatoes,
etc., all leach liquid. So that all counts as part of that cup and a half to 2 cups. Yeah,
even meat will give off liquid. So, when I was talking to the manufacturer about the Instant Pot about that, he said, yes, our instruction book says you should have 2 cups of liquid, but he said, if you have a cup of liquid and wet ingredients, that's going to be fine. He said, when we were testing recipes, we shouldn't concern ourselves with always having to have 2 cups of liquid.
Okay, so last question then. What would you recommend? How much liquid for pasta?
Well, pasta is a whole separate thing because you have to have enough liquid to cook the pasta and not have it stick. So when I've been testing recipes for our new book, I've been formulating all sorts of sauces and dishes for for the pasta, but I can tell you that if you want to cook noodles, like just egg noodles, a whole package of sick of 12 ounces of egg noodles,
12 ounces package.
You could put 3 cups of water or chicken stock in and set it at high pressure for 4 minutes, and you'll have those noodles cook perfectly.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I've been doing like 8 cups and trying to do it under 6 minutes, but it takes forever to get fresh.
Because that's a lot of water, why.
Yep. Drop the water.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sabrina.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good one. 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday, and we talk about this whole Instapot thing with Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough today on our Food Friday Vox Pop. Let's go over to Ben somewhere in Connecticut. Ben, you're on.
Yes, I'd like to know if I can take this stainless steel pot out and use it to brown meat or to make gravy on the stovetop.
Let me first tell you that there's no need for that because the pots themselves heat up. You use the saute setting or the brown setting, and the pots heat up, and without putting the lid on, you're basically having a flame or heat underneath it while it's still in there. They're designed for the Instant Pot. That most of the electropressure cookers do this, so there's no need to take them out and put them on the stove. You brown right in the pot.
With the top off.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Instant Pot even has levels of heat that you can choose. You know, you brown high and medium and low. Now, some pots don't have this browning function. Some, not Instant Pots, but some multi-cookers.
Right.
They don't. Some of the early models. And I think all the manufacturers don't recommend putting that stainless steel
insert. It's not designed for direct flame.
On the stove. It would be like putting a stainless steel bowl on the stove.
Okay.
It's not.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that?
Well, I have done it. It's not always so good for the bowl.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for the call. And let's go to Betsy in Glens Falls. Betsy, you're on.
Yes, hi. I just got an Instapot, and I made one recipe with it. I made corned beef. When I quick release the pressure, water and steam flew all over my kitchen.
You guys have talked about this before with pressure cookers. What happens?
Steam is supposed to come spewing out of that top. That is what is supposed to happen. If water is spewing out with the steam, that's just because the water level was very high, There's really no way to avoid a little bit of spewing of water, but steam is always going to come out. That is the nature
of the
pressure cooker.
Isn't there a relief valve? Isn't this a design flaw?
No. However, let me tell you this. When I cook corned beef, I don't use the instant release. I let it come back to pressure naturally.
You just did this last night. Bruce just made a corned beef last night, right?
Yeah.
So how long did you do it? Do you remember?
I let the corned beef go an hour and 15 minutes under high pressure, and then the machine turned off and I let it sit another 40 minutes just to come back to natural. So that way I could open it without any steam coming out.
Oh, how about that, Betsy?
Thank you. Another question is, I got this smaller one because I live by myself. So should I use time when I'm cooking things than for a larger portion or use less liquid?
Follow the recipe.
In general, you have a 3-quart cooker then, right? In general, you want to have most ingredients for a 6-quart cooker, except the liquids. And often you want to pull the liquids up above a half. So if the original recipe calls for 2 cups of liquid, and now you would say, I'm cutting it in half, so I use a cup. No, use like a cup and a quarter, a cup and a third in there. That's the first thing, but don't alter the time per se, right? The time is the time.
If the chunk of meat you're using is the same size as the meat that's going in a bigger cooker, then no, you do not change the timing at all.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sure. Betsy. 800-348-2551, the number on this Food Friday. Mark Scarborough and Bruce Weinstein here. Their most recent book, it's not out yet, and we're not talking about it today, but I'll tell you the title anyway. The Kitchen Shortcut Bible. And that'll be out in June, and these guys will be back at that time. Today, it's all about this Instant Pot thing. To me, I can't quite tell the difference between what you guys are all excited about and the state-of-the-art pressure cooker. It's the same thing.
Well,
right?
It is a state-of-the-art pressure cooker. The Instant Pot is a state-of-the-art pressure cooker, but it also has buttons that let you slow cook, rice cook, do grains, make
and
yogurt.
And the Instant Pot just released the information at the latest food show, right?
In Chicago
at the food show. The newest models that are coming out later this year will also be able to do the very fancy chefy sous vide technique. weeks.
Really?
So those models will do all of that plus sous vide. And the big news is that the newest models will cook at as high a pressure as a stovetop pressure cooker. They will. In the past, all electric pressure cookers have cooked at a lower pressure than the stovetop. They've cooked,
how much lower?
The Instant Pot at 12.1 psi pounds per square inch, some all the way down to 9 psi, depending on your model of electric cooker.
And what's a
stovetop is at 15.
All stovetops are at 15
so
psi.
So the new Instant Pots that are coming out later this spring will have a setting to cook at 15. They call it max.
Okay. And it'll be okay, safe,
so you
and
can
everything?
Cook.
Oh, yeah.
And the nice thing about our book coming out in October is we have the timings for everything, including the new settings of the new Instant Pots.
Now, I mean, what
no
if we what if we had this maybe 45, 50 PSI? How quickly could we cook a roast?
I don't know.
That's 100 PSI.
That's like trying to cook on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. go to the, you know, go to Jupiter and cook, you know? This is what we need. We need more PSI. Let's go to Hartley in Norfolk, Connecticut. You're on. A lot of Connecticut's here. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, Hartley.
Hi, Hartley.
Hi. Do I understand you can do root beer in an Instant Pot?
Well, now, I will tell you that I have made it my 2018 passion to make root beer. So it is my thing this year.
Why?
Because I want to make it because I love root beer.
All right.
And I hardly have to tell you, I don't know this question, but you are asking a question that I am currently thinking about researching. But
so there's two weirdos who want to do root beer in an Instant Pot.
Well, basically, okay. The way we're going to do it is we're going to formulate all the correct herbs and spices that go into root beer.
Yep.
We're going to infuse
all
them.
All that cinchona root.
Yep. And we're going to infuse them into water under pressure. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to reduce that and add sugar.
Yeah, I think Hartley, that is the secret, is you take all that stuff that you make root beer out of, all those herbs and spices, and that you make root beer out of, you put it in the pressure cooker. You do it under high pressure, as Bruce says, for, I don't know, 5-8 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Then you strain it back out. Then you boil that down to a syrup,
right?
Adding
sugar
yeah. to it. And then that syrup that you just made, that flavored water boiled down with sugar syrup, is what you'll mix with seltzer to make root beer.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you for that one, Hartley. And don't encourage him. Let's go over to Matthew in Athens. Matthew, you're on.
Couple of things. One, I have the Instant Pot. I've been cooking for like 45 years.
Yeah.
And this thing, it is a time saver.
Right.
One of the things, my wife was on a diet where she was just eating fruits and vegetables. So we were doing a lot of root vegetables.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we found that if you did filled it up with root vegetables, and then you wanted to do another batch, you just kept whatever liquid was in there.
Oh, interesting. Right.
And it kind of decreased the time it took to go to pressure.
Okay.
And then after everything was done, you had this, it was almost like a vegetable stock.
Yeah. Right. That's what it was.
The reason it takes shorter time to get to high pressure is because what you're leaving in that pot is superheated liquid.
It's already hot.
It doesn't have to get hot again. So, yes, it you don't have to heat the liquid up. It still has to build up steam to come back to pressure. But you're right. You've left the. And that's a really nice way to think of doing it in stages.
That liquid in the pot would be gold at that point, right? I mean, two batches.
Oh, I cooked purple potatoes, and then when the liquid cooled, we just drank it. And it was like drinking liquid sweet potatoes. The other thing that I really like about that is the stainless steel.
Yeah.
Because I always have the concern that the ceramic pot. Might have lead.
What he's referring to is that some of the other manufacturers of multi cookers, their inserts are.
Oh, even the old pressure cookers that I have. Yeah, the
linings were a ceramic nonstick.
Yeah.
Well, and some of the old slow cookers were just straight on Teflon nonstick.
Yeah.
But
I'm talking about the ones that were crock pots.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I like the stainless steel.
I didn't know there was a problem with ceramic.
Yeah.
We have a Dutch oven that has ceramic on the inside.
No, that's different.
Yeah.
It's not a ceramic nonstick. It's just ceramic.
Matthew, thanks a lot for the call. Our number is 800-348-2551. Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough are here. And let's go to line number 4. And Judy in Saratoga. Judy, you're on.
Hi there. This is an exciting show for me.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, I've had an Instant Pot since just about when they first came out, and I've got three.
Nice.
A Lux, a Duo, and a Mini.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
and I'm waiting for the sous vide.
Yeah, the max.
But I wanted to tell you, we had been macrobiotic many, many years ago, and my husband has a favorite tea, Kukicha tea. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's a twig tea.
Nope.
Okay, so it's a green tea, but without the leaves. So there's no caffeine in it. It's a beautiful, balanced tea, and I make it in the Instant Pot now, and it's changed my world.
Why is it so different in the Instant Pot than just steeping it in boiling water?
Why is that so great?
It's just so easy, and then I put a plate on the stainless steel insert, put it on the porch to cool, and you can leave this tea on the counter for days. So I make a huge pot, and the flavor of it from the pressure is just so much richer than when I was boiling it on the stove.
You know, Bruce...
And some days I have two pots going two and three times a day.
You really like that tea.
Twig tea.
Bruce just made, in testing, because he's testing recipes, right? Bruce is the chef and I'm the writer. And Bruce just tested a recipe for a chai tea that was spectacular. Oh. And I had never thought of this until Bruce started doing it. But he's been putting, you know, just a cut up orange and a bunch of blackberries in water and putting it under pressure in there and then releasing it and straining it. And we add seltzer to it. Basically fruit infused water.
It's the kind of thing you pay $7 for at Whole Foods and you can make it at home for the cost of an orange.
It never occurred to me you could do that.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Right? Just take some blackberries and maybe a lemon or an orange. And if you want to add sweetener to it later, you can or not.
Judy,
and then you have this infused water for seltzer.
Judy, what the heck does twig tea taste like?
I think it's because the volatile oils aren't escaping.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where the flavor is.
Yep.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, we have to take a break here, but thank you for that one. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough here. They published about 30 cookbooks, and they'll be back with more on this program coming up.
Support for WAMC comes from Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasonings, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, peppers, and blends, specializing in garlic and hot pepper blends, rollingrocksalt.com for upcoming events. The Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butterscratch bakery, caterer, and cafe offering fair trade coffee, blacksheepdeli.com. And the Egremont Village Inn, presenting BTUs on Friday, March 23rd. Saturday, March 24th is Jesse Harris. And Sunday, March 25th is recording artist Peter Mulvey. Tickets and information at theegremontbarn.com.
Welcome back to Food Friday on WAMC. Ray Graff with you at 800-348-2551. Oh, what excitement we've had today. Mark Scarborough and Bruce Weinstein here, and some emails came in before we get back to the phones. This one is from Alan, regular correspondent on this program. Not that Alan, different Alan. Instant Pot, not for me. I have a pressure cooker, which does everything the described Instant Pot does. I never use it. Being retired, I have all day to cook. I go with low and slow with my old-fashioned equipment with much better results. How much stock do these guys own in these newfangled cooking inventions? That's from Alan and Colony. All right.
Zero. We have no financial stake in the company at all.
Nor are they paying us to be spokespeople.
Good. Lucky you said that because we'd all be in the clink very quickly.
We're unconnected to them.
I would, of course, pin it on my producer. I had no idea we were doing the show until yesterday. This one's from Howard. To get instant pot pressure up much faster, heat liquid on stove, then add to pot.
There's a problem with that.
Yeah.
And that is that you can actually blanch and overcook ingredients and end up with mushy food by pouring hot water onto raw ingredients in there instead of letting them come up to pressure normally in cool water that gets heated. It's as if you've super blanched them right up at the front.
Yeah.
It's true. It'll come to pressure faster.
But you're going
to
shock the food.
But the food is not going to be as tasty.
All right. This one's from Jeremy. Could you just clarify, is Instant Pot a brand name? And did you say that the other brands have come out with their own version of Instant Pots?
If so,
is there a better brand? That's from Jeremy.
Well, I don't know that there's a better brand. And it is... By the way, instant Pot.
Not Instapot.
Not Instapot.
Instant and, Pot. All right,
whatever.
It is a multi-cooker, but now that it does sous vide, and now that the newest ones that are coming out are going to be sous vide machines.
Yeah.
And that will cook at 15 PSI. I can say that as of now.
But why would you want to make sous vide at 15 PSI?
No. The sous vide is
not. Just leave it out on the
Well, the sous vide
is
not
right?
done under pressure. That's no? just the pot goes to very low temperatures and holds it
oh,
there.
I see.
But
I see.
The thing is, the other brands of multi-cookers have been out there for years now. And yes, they have copied what Instant Pot has done. And some of them are very, very good. But as far as we know, nobody else has a pot in the works, or at least that is coming out as soon as this one, that will cook at 15
PSI.
Well,
and also,
and that's amazing.
And again, it's back to that viral thing. I don't know anybody else that has such an active social media presence.
So it's a cult, really, more than anything.
But honestly, even the people from the Instant Pot are on the Facebook feed all day long answering questions. It's as if you have this constant 24-hour service to the pot, which is kind of amazing.
And do you ever try the Bluetooth?
No, I've never tried.
We have a couple of the machines that would accept the Bluetooth. I've never done it.
Why?
Because what you would do is you would download recipes to your phone, and then you could follow them on your phone, and then you hit start on your phone rather than start on the machine.
So maybe you're at work and you want to start it.
No, it has to be in the kitchen.
It's not Wi-Fi.
You have to actually be in the same room with it.
What's the point? This is just ridiculous. All right, let's go back to the phones. Barb and LaGrange. Barb, you're on.
Yes, hi. We've been making yogurt in our Instant Pot, and we've been using, we tried it once with whole milk, then we tried half milk. We're using half gallon because there's just two of us. And we're having trouble getting it to 180 exactly. Do you have any advice and how precise do you have to be?
Well, you have to get it up there for sterilization, and then you have to get it to hold its temperature exactly. So if the pot is not getting it there, you might want to consider heating it on the stove in another pot, then pouring it back into the electric machine for the culture setting. Because I personally haven't done yogurt yet. I'm going to be playing with those soon, so I can't answer from direct experience.
Should she maybe contact the manufacturer? I mean, could there be a defect?
There could be if the machine is supposed
to. We can get it up to 180. We just can't get it sort of to stay at 180. We've been stirring it to make sure there are no hot spots. We're just wondering how precise. That's really the question.
You do need to be precise, right?
Yogurt is one of those things where you're working with live bacteria, so you need to be fairly precise. If the recipe you're using is from the manufacturer, and if it says you need to hold it at a certain temperature for a certain amount of time and the machine won't do that, then you need to contact them and ask them.
Honestly, Barb, make use of their Facebook group.
Yeah, go ask them questions
right on
Facebook.
Go right on there and say, listen, this is my problem, and see what they say to you.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Thanks, Barb. We appreciate it very much. And over to Hillary in Cohoes. Hillary.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got an Instant Pot. I can't say it. I have to say Instant Pot because I can't say
That's
it.
That's fine.
You're
Christmas. Among friends. Go ahead.
Thank you. And I've tried making a couple of recipes, mostly dealing with chicken breasts because that's a lot of what my husband and I eat. And I feel like I can never get that sweet spot where it just kind of like falls apart. I feel like I either kind of like, I don't know, like I overcook it maybe, and I feel like the chicken comes out really mealy.
Yum.
So even though I've found these recipes that taste really good, I feel like the texture of my chicken suffers because of it, and I just wanted to know if you had tips for that.
That is the nature of using boneless, skinless chicken breast.
You're talking about boneless, skinless, right, chicken breasts?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I cook it a lot on like the stovetop, and then a lot easier, but somehow when I cook it in an Instant Pot, it just...
Here's the thing about boneless, skinless chicken breasts. They are very, very fast cooking cuts of meat.
Yeah.
And so putting them under pressure is, it's like trying to drive a little tack into a wall with a giant anvil. it's overkill.
Yeah.
So although I do have some recipes that I'm working on that have used boneless, skinless breasts, they're under pressure for a very short period of time. For instance, I worked on a recipe just yesterday to make a chicken mole rojo, a Mexican red chili sauce, and I spent 20 minutes under pressure just making the sauce. Then I opened it up, put the boneless, skinless chicken breast slices in, and I didn't even let it come back to high pressure. As soon as the thing popped up to tell me it was that pressure, I turned it off.
Ah, interesting.
Because you don't want to cook boneless, skinless chicken breasts at high pressure for very long at all, or that will happen.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I'm just overcooking them. Okay, thank
you.
Yeah,
or the other big thing that she could do, and that works, is to, I don't know if she just would be into it, is to use bone-in skinless chicken breasts.
Yeah, that would, if you're keeping the bone on, will help you somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over to Mark in Salem. Mark, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Two things. One, I used to do canning. I had like maybe a 10 or 12 quart canner,
yeah. Yeah.
And you worked at maybe 10 pounds pressure. I used spaghetti jars. You were not supposed to reuse the seals, but I never had a problem. But when you're talking about pressures, when I was a little kid, we're talking about my great grandfather was a steam locomotive engineer, and my great grandmother had a pressure cooker, and you know, being around steam locomotives, they didn't have much concern about pressure. She had one that had a jiggle type release valve on the top, and it would go up to 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And then when she got done with it, there was a valve on the side that looked like a needle valve like you have on a car tire, and she would just push that down a little bit and release the pressure before she opened it. Have you ever heard of that kind of a...
I've heard of pots with the jiggle tops.
Yeah,
I've never heard of any that got to 20 psi. That's incredibly
high.
My
grandmother had one with the lead weight.
And when the
shook on top.
And what
I knew she would put like a roast beef in it, and it would be done like in 45 minutes.
Yeah, the release valve you're describing that she would push a pin, that I've never heard of. Usually with those jiggle tops, if you wanted to do a quick release rather than let it come down naturally, you would just literally pull the weight off, and then the steam would shoot up out of the top valve.
Yeah, she did that too, but this had an additional thing. Now, maybe it was something that he had because he worked on the road. Maybe he had it added to it.
Brilliant. Maybe he did it.
I mean, think about it. You could use that, and then when you're done cooking, you fill up your tires in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
You could fill them up with spaghetti sauce.
Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Over to Jennifer in Warwick. Jennifer, you're on.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I also got an Instapot for Christmas, but then I heard on the news that there were several Instapots that were being called back.
Uh-oh, what happened?
There was a recall.
Yeah, there was. It wasn't the multi.
I'm trying to know if you know.
Yeah, it wasn't the multi cookers that do pressure cooking. Instant Pot came out with a slow cooker.
Yeah.
It's a multi cooker because it's not just a slow cooker that it does other settings. It can brown and also, but it doesn't go under pressure. It doesn't have a lock on lid. And there was something on the bottom with the heating element. So if you had the multi cooker that goes to pressure, that was not the problem.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I do have that one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. We appreciate the call. It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. Bruce Weinstein, Mark Scarborough are here to answer your questions about slow cooking or quick cooking or pressure cooking, really whatever you want to do. Let's go to Beth in Connecticut. Beth, where are you calling from in Connecticut?
From Salisbury.
Okay. Well, nice to have you on the show. You're on.
Yeah, I have a very, very old stovetop pressure cooker from the 40s. It was my great aunt's, which is way too heavy to use and sort of terrifying.
Yeah.
But my question is how do I convert the recipes that my mother had for that pressure cooker to the Instapot, which I just got for Christmas?
I love this question.
It's here's the deal. The Instapot is going to cook at a slightly lower pressure if you just got models now, not the brand new ones that are coming out later this year right now, at 12.1 PSI. So you're going to have to increase the timing, figure on about a 25% increase of timing at high pressure. The 20 to 25, you're going to have to play around a little bit with that. It's hard to be accurate without testing, but pretend that you start at a 20 to 25%. The other thing that you're going to find is that because Instant Pots release no steam, right? The old models used to and release slight amount of steam. You will often find that the recipes, the old recipes, are now too wet in the electric multi-cookers because no steam ever escapes.
Right.
So sometimes you may want to cut down the liquid. Now, remember that, you know, 1.5, 2 cups is what liquid you need, but you want to cut down the liquid a little bit because those old recipes were written with the release and evaporation kind of built into them.
So if I understand you, then there is really no set equation. It's more trial and error.
That's right. There's not an easy algorithm to this, but you can do it by just thinking about that 20 to 25% more time and maybe slightly less liquid.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sure. Thanks, Beth, and we appreciate the call. A lot of calls from Connecticut today. Our number is 800-348-2551. Andy in Goshen. Andy, you're on.
Hi, I have a question and a sentiment. I heard you guys say that the new one's going to come with a sous vide. I was wondering, yep. How does it circulate the water? And I mean, if it doesn't, how is it possible to maintain an even temperature in a sous vide if the water isn't being constantly circulated or agitated?
That's a very good question, and I don't have the answer to it yet because the manufacturer told me the new pots are going to have a sous vide setting, but it is not going to circulate. So I am as curious to know how it's going to work.
I would be very skeptical then you'd get even temperature across the board if it's not circulating. I mean, that's the whole fundamental of a thermal circulator is to keep the water moving so that you get nice even cooking, especially for sous vide where you have to be so precise.
You do. So I'm as curious as you are, and when I see the new machine, then we could probably talk about it in June when we're back.
All right. You had another question, Andy?
One other question. I was wondering if you guys had heard about or thought about trying sous vide wine. I read a blog post about it, and I thought, well, that sounds
sous vide wine.
You mean Instant Pot
Instant
Wine?
Instant Pot Wine?
What fresh hell is this?
I'm sorry. I messed up.
Instant Pot Wine.
Instant Pot Wine is the social media craze of the moment, without a doubt. So I can't say anything.
I'm not making it.
You know what, Andy? I feel like that if you're going to make Instant Pot Wine, you're going to spend $3 on grape juice, right? At the store. Honestly, go to Trader Joe's and get $2 chuck. I mean,
wow.
I don't know what to say. How good could it be?
Well, why don't you try it before you diss it, right?
How good could it be?
Because I would rather spend my time
making... It could come in handy if you ever end up in prison.
Andy. Well, thank you for that. We appreciate it very much. I mean, you know,
I think in prison it's a toilet wine, not an Instant Pot
wine. How about Instant Pot gin? You know?
Because you can't distill.
Well, you got the pressure thing, right? You could put a little attachment on the top.
Excellent. Oh, excellent. You know,
and when the feds show up at your house, it was not my idea.
That's a myth. All right, let's go back to the phones. Jeremy and Munson. Jeremy, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon. First of all, I never heard of sous vide. I've looking for a while because it's kind of taught myself over the years. I'm going to take a wild guess and assume it's French.
It is.
And I didn't know what that really was. And also, can you deep fry in an Instant Pot?
Okay, so the answer to the deep fry is no.
No, let's go back to sous vide. Okay. Sous vide is literally under pressure or under...
vacuum.
Under vacuum.
Because when you sous vide, you put food inside an airless bag. So you either use one of those extractor bags, you know, where you like cryovac.
Right.
Or you could do it in a Ziploc bag that you submerge slowly in water and all the air comes out and then you seal it.
Okay.
Then you put your immersion circulator heating pump into a big pot and you set it for 130 degrees, 125 degrees, and it circulates this hot water around this bag of food for anywhere from 3 hours to 3 days. I do short ribs for about 72 hours at 135 degrees. And so it slowly cooks over a very long period of time at a low temperature.
And the reason it has to be cryovac'd and anaerobic without oxygen, right? Otherwise the food would rot, to be quite honest with you. That's why you got to get rid of all the oxygen.
So this is a fad, right?
No,
your short ribs are going to taste the same if you do it the other way.
Actually, the texture's all different. It's all about the texture. So that's what sous vide is. And in terms of frying, no, there is no frying function in these electric multi-cookers, and it's not a good idea to try.
No, I think that would be a recipe for an explosion or a fire.
There are commercial pressure fryers that large, chicken frying restaurants use, chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
And those are commercial pressure fryers. But there's not even a commercial pressure fryer
for home use. No,
is there?
Don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right. Thank you for that. Ian in Queensbury. Ian, you're on.
Yes. Hi. I was just wondering where the Instant Pots, and I got a
like a question after that. You can jar pickles and jams. Can you do that with an Instant Pot too?
We have 1 minute.
They are not the current pressure cookers that are out there. The electric pressure cookers, including the Instant Pot, are not designed for canning. So, no, the answer to that is no.
Okay, and the other question, Ian.
So you can make, I've been listening, but so can you throw like multi ingredients, say you throw some potatoes in there and some meat, some other thing. Can you like, say I'm like lazy at cooking and I just throw a bunch of stuff into it.
As long as you have at least a cup and a half of liquid, whether it's stock or wine or beer, some herbs, some meats and potatoes, set it on for half an hour and you'll have stew.
Okay, well, I think that's where we will have to leave it. All right, Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough, how do people follow your exciting adventures?
Well, they can follow us on our website.
Which is
BruceandMark.com.
BruceandMark.com, all right. And what about social media?
Oh, well, we're under our own names on anything you can name. Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're all on all of those platforms.
All right, and the next time you are on this program, the Kitchen Shortcut Bible will be out.
It will be out, and we will be on to talk about lots of kitchen shortcuts.
All right, well, this is great. Thanks, guys, for being here, and we appreciate it very much. Thanks to everybody who called in today. Support comes from Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York, cafecapriccio.com. And River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery, rivervalley.coop. Thanks again to Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough for being here. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy. Barb King took the calls. Our producer, the AWOL, Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Have a lovely weekend. Alan will be in the big chair on Monday at 2 for a Medical Monday. Stand by now for news.